radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused.
My name is Claudia.
And I'm B.
Would you like to join us for tea?
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. That's Claudia.
That's B.
Hi, guys. Okay, we are just going to jump right in this week. We're getting to it. We're going to just talk about the important things. Claudia, how you doing?
I am doing okay. Last week of school.
Good.
So, and then Friday I fly out to Texas to go see family. So that's good. And
oh, that's so exciting.
I know. I'm excited. I am excited. How good. Are you doing, B?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty good. I feel like this might be the last couple of days that I live because I'm flying out on Friday to go to Utah to run my first ever half marathon. And I might possibly die. I have not trained very well. This is going to be in high elevation.
Gosh.
And I'm going to struggle. But you know what? I'll get through it. And they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I tend to think what doesn't kill you gives you a twisted sense of humor. Wait. And unhealthy coping mechanisms. But we'll see which one's true.
No, you said it wrong. It's what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stronger.
Stand a little taller. Okay, just think
walk
about...
a little slower.
Just think about it as a 5K with a 10-mile warm-up.
That is a terrible thought.
That's actually something that my first marathon I ran, they were like, oh, yeah, this is just a 5... Like, someone in the distance was like, it's just a 5K with a 10-mile warm-up. With, you know, thousands of people.
Yeah. You know, I do think I'll be okay. I think I'll be in pain, but I'm being optimistic and, you know, power of positive thinking here. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my positive pants on, okay?
Just get through at least 6 miles and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be fine. I have a lot of friends that I'm going to see in Utah, which will make it so much fun. So I'm very excited for that.
That'll be fun. That'll be good.
I know.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my niece is turning, she'll be 2. Yes. So we're having a birthday party. So, and she loves rubber ducks. So I got her a rubber duck.
Oh, that's the cutest. Are you going to sing her that little Bert and Ernie song?
Maybe.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah, probably. You're the one. Yeah. Super cute.
Dee dee dee.
Yay.
That's a cute little birthday theme. I like that.
I do too.
We both have exciting things coming up.
I know. So you guys, we're just going to tell you right off the bat, we are trying, obviously, as you've noticed, this episode's only 25 minutes-ish. And so we're trying a new system where we're going to talk in little segments and it's only going to be 25 minutes because we figured that you guys would be more likely to listen to us if we only talked for 25 minutes.
Listen, we know you can only take so much of us. It's okay.
So, anyway, yeah, we hope that you enjoy this. Yeah. We're not just going to be talking about Jane Austen, but we still will. But we'll be, like, kind of branching out and just trying new things. Because that's what this whole podcast is trying new things and seeing what's happening. So.
Uh-huh. And that's kind of the theme of our life, of just you try something and then you try something new, you know?
Uh-huh. Exactly. So, we hope
so that's
that you
what
enjoy.
We're doing.
Yes, we do. So, anyway, we'll see you in the next segment.
Yeah.
Funny story time. Yay!
I'm sorry I didn't say it at the same time.
It's fine. This is new. Yay!
Yay! Funny stories are the best.
Yay! Okay, so B, since your letter in the alphabet is first.
Oh my
you
gosh,
go first
I love
this
system.
This
okay, so here's my funny story. So,
well, if we go by last name, then it's.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so first name's first, last name's last. All right. This week at work, there was a day where the office was closed and I was alone. I was like the only one coming into the office to get some extra stuff done. And I was meeting a repairman there. He had to come in and fix a piece of equipment that we have. And he like flew in from Portland that morning, got to the office and started working on this thing. So it's just the two of us in there. And he's like, you guys, he's like late 50s ish. Okay. He's an old man, significantly older than me. Okay. So he's just in the back the whole time. I'm up front working. I go back and check on him. We maybe say like 10 words to each other, but he's pleasant enough. And I'm like, okay, cool. He's doing his job. Well, when he finishes up, he comes out front and he's like, well, all done here. And I was like, oh, great. Like, thanks for doing the work. And he's like, yeah, now you don't have to wait around on in the office since I'm here. Like, you're free to go. And I was like, oh, well, I have work to do anyway. It's fine. Well, I had locked us in to the office because I was, like, freaked out that somebody, like, a psycho person was going to come into the office and, like, start screaming. And so I just locked us in. So I go to unlock the door to let him out. And as we're walking to the door, I'm like, well, thanks for doing the work and flying in. Are you heading right back to Portland? And he's like, oh, yeah, in a couple hours. I mean, unless you want to take me to lunch. And I was like, oh, well, I have some work to finish here. And kind of chuckled, and he was like, oh. And he kind of, like, just looked at me all disappointed, and I was like, wait, he's being serious?
I have a theory about this. What? Tell me. So I didn't realize. Okay, so I saw this on TikTok where a guy was, like, explaining why guys usually think a girl is flirting with them when they're just being nice to them.
That's so annoying.
Yeah. And then that's why and I can't remember why he said the way that it is, but it's some psychological reason. Huh. And then girls, for us, we don't think a guy is flirting even when it's, like, he's trying to be, like, super obvious. Like, we don't. It, like, goes over our radar. At least it happens to me, like, quite a bit.
Interesting.
Like, it goes completely over my head, where I'm just like, oh, he's not flirting, but not all the time, but, like,
that's interesting. I would have thought that guys would have been more oblivious, but what do I know? I'm curious to find out. I want that TikTok clip. Send it to me. So
I know I have to find it again. I don't know where it went, so I'll have to, like,
it's in oblivion now. Okay, so he's like,
I'll probably be able to find
it. Okay, good. I want to see it. Okay, so he asked me to ask him to lunch. And then he's like, oh, when I said that I had to stay in work. And I was like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, he's really, like, actually disappointed. Like, he really thought that I would be like, yeah, sure, let's go to lunch, you know. And then so I was like, well, thanks again. Do I need to, like, let the doctor know anything or any, like, particular notes I need to give the staff or anything like that? And he's like, no, it's good. And I was like, okay, well, thank you so much. And I opened the door and I, like, usher him out, and he's, like, walking out, and he, like, stops and pauses when he gets, like, right next to me, and he just, like, looks at me, and he gives me, like, this longing look for, like, 3 seconds, and then he walks on through, and he's like, well, bye. And I was like, bye, and I just closed the door and locked him out. But I just, Claudia, I was like, really? Like, did he really think that I was gonna say yes, and we'd, like, go and have a lunch, and, like, what, like, where did he, what I was know. I putting he, down that he was picking missed, up?
He probably, like, since you were just being nice to him, thought that you were flirting.
Probably. I mean, a lot of people think I'm flirting when I'm being nice because I flirt with everyone until I have a crush on somebody and then I get shy. So it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But that was my funny story. Do you have a funny story this week?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me.
I do. Okay, so I went to church choir.
I love it.
Tonight for the first time, and I go in, I'm like, oh, who's that slender blonde man in the tenor section?
I mean, heaven knows we love a, like, slender tenor.
I know. I was like, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, yummy. So I'm just like, literally, and we're across from you, like, he's on the other side of the room, so I'm just, like, checking him out all rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then he lifts up his left hand, and I see a gold glimmer come across his finger.
No, he's taken. You were lusting after a married man. No! I hate it when that happens.
I was so sad.
That is sad.
I was like, ugh, I know. It always happens. I should have known.
Why? You just assume any hot guy is taken?
Well, at church, pretty much.
Yeah, that's valid, yeah. That's how it is for me, too. And I always feel bad because there's, like, that thrill of excitement for a second where you're like, ooh. And then you're like, oh, never mind. He's ugly. Tell yourself he's ugly. Don't ever look at him like that again.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Yeah.
So
anyway, ask him if he has a single brother.
A funny story. I know, right?
I mean, listen, I think that this was God's test for you, being like, keep coming back to church choir and I'll send you a single one next time.
I know. Right? I just was like, oh, man. But it's okay.
Yeah. We'll get through this together.
I know. We will. All the dumb. This.
I just wish that men, once they get married, they would stop being hot because it would make it much easier on us.
Sometimes that happens. That's true. Sometimes after people get married, they like become twice the size of what they are.
And their beard becomes twice as long.
Very shocking. Yes, it does. It does. Movie review!
Movie time!
Okay, now we're going by last name, so now I'm going to go first.
Miss Fane, please take it away.
All right, you guys, so this week we watched a 2008 Sense and Sensibility starring... I'm not ready! Sorry. I totally like just was like starring, and
well,
then I
let
go.
Let me tell you,
I don't know any of these people's names besides Dan Stevens. Starring Dan Stevens,
Charity Wakefield, Dominic Cooper, Hattie Morahan. Who else is it? Yeah, them.
Okay,
those
great,
are the
great.
Four main ones.
Yes, so it is three episodes. Mm-hmm. So my take on it is it's gorgeously done, well done, like music-wise, mm-hmm. set-wise, costume-wise. The majority of the time, hair-wise, just the only thing I didn't like about it
hair
is that
issue.
Some of them have their hair down sometimes, and I'm like, what the heck? Why?
I know. That bothers me too, girl. You know that bothers me. That's my pet peeve.
I know. I don't understand it at all. Yeah. Anyway, but I cried like the last like episode all the way through.
The last episode is a tearjerker. I was misty eyed for
crying.
Sure.
I couldn't stop crying. I could not stop crying. I was like, what's wrong with me? So anyway, but what I will say is the whole reason that I have not seen this movie until now is like a really shallow reason.
It's because you didn't think the Willoughby was hot enough, huh?
No, not at all.
He's not hot enough to tempt you.
No, I saw one look at him and I was like, I'm not really into that. So I'm
okay, Mr. Darcy.
But like the thing is, okay, but I will say they completely did a different take on Willoughby.
Yeah.
That was just completely different. Not bad or good. It just was different. Mm-hmm. Whereas I always was wondering, like, so Willoughby is, like, he seduced a minor and then, like, got her pregnant.
Yeah.
Got her pregnant. So in the beginning, they, like, show that, but they don't show, they just show his, you just hear his voice. But I'm just wondering, like, people that do not know Sense and Sensibility and do not know that Willoughby did that, if they would have made the connection that that was Willoughby. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew right off the bat because I knew that Willoughby had done that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like, as a viewer who isn't familiar with it, I was like, oh, that's, like, a really good, like, that'd be a good, like, shock for them. And then they make that connection, whereas I already knew the connection. So anyway, they made Willoughby much more jerky in this movie, which I wasn't sure how I felt about it because I'm like, oh, but I want to fall in love with Willoughby because then that makes my heartbreak with Marianne, like I feel that heartbreak more like she did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then Brandon was much more aggressive.
He sure was, wasn't he?
In this, yeah. So anyway, those are like my takes on it because I am a Marianne, and so I gravitate more towards Willoughby and Brandon. But I will say I enjoyed Dan Stevens' performance. I thought he was, I missed the awkwardness of Edward. I didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. Probably was directed that way. But I just missed that awkwardness that Hugh Grant, like, gave so much. That was so hilarious and funny.
I know. I know.
So anyway, those are my takes on it.
I like it. And I do agree with you on nearly everything you've said. I think that I think in the book, you just fall in love with Willoughby. And there's like this little hint where you're like, is he really who we think he is? But in this one, they definitely spun the doubt way more. So you were kind of ready for the other shoe to drop when you realize that he is not a good guy. Like you, I think that they were very factual to the book, which I appreciated. They obviously had their own interpretation of the story, but they like did the facts very well. I do feel like that they missed an opportunity to showcase the depth of Colonel Brandon. He's so complex and so deep. Like, he has the deepest feelings, and I think that's why ultimately he and Marianne are a good match, because it's kind of like the smooth waters run really deep. He has so much that he feels, but he's kind of tempered it, and his maybe life and the disappointments he's gone through have kind of smoothed him out a little bit, which we know Marianne doesn't have that yet. So I just feel like this portrayal wasn't as deep and as complex as I would have liked. Colonel Brandon is my boo. I mean, we all know that I have a huge crush on Mr. Knightley, but I think ultimately Colonel Brandon is my one and only, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, okay, I liked it.
Let's be real. He would have a group in modern day.
It's like, as far as Claudia knows, the only thing that's my type is a man with a beard.
I send her a picture all the time. I'm like, do you think he's hot? Do you think he's hot? She's like, oh.
I mean, sure. I do like beards, but it's mostly dated guys without beards.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. Also, her hair being down. Why do they insist on having women's hair down in these movies?
I don't get it. Mm-hmm. But I will say, before we end this segment, I loved Mrs. Dashwood. I think that out of all the versions I've seen, she's the character, they got her the most book accurate, because she is like an older Marianne, basically. Like, they egg each other on and their grief.
Yeah, they have,
and they're
similar
habits
in temperaments.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they
she's
both are
lovely. So beautiful.
Yes, so beautiful. And Margaret was adorable, and I loved it.
Yeah. It's a really beautiful movie, and I think they did a good job with it. There's a few performance things that I didn't love, but ultimately, I do like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I would watch it again. It's not like the 2005 P&P where I'm like,
barf
forever, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's good.
So go watch it, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I forget what we're saying for this one.
Should I or shouldn't I?
Should we or should we not? Okay. Okay. So here we are going to talk about some scenarios and give each other advice. All right. Ready for this, Claudia? I need advice. Okay. So I have this guy, an ex, that he was my first boyfriend, and then like he came into my life 10 years later, and he just weaseled his way in and got me to like him again. Okay, this was one of those examples of when God is like, I'm gonna see if you've learned your lesson, and then I ended up being dumb again. I was like, okay, I'll date him again. So we dated, and then we broke up, and it was kind of scandalous, the reason why we broke up. And then he wanted to still be friends, and I got mad at him at one point, and I was like, we don't need to be friends. This didn't work out. It didn't work out twice. We know we don't need to be in each other's life. Stop trying to be my friend. Stop trying to contact me. And he's like, okay, fine. I genuinely hope you have a good life. And then he unfollowed me on all the things, and he even went so far as to block me on all of the platforms, which I was like, okay, well, thank you. Made my life a little easier, okay? Here's the thing, though. I know for a fact that he still watches my Instagram stories very frequently. Like, I always see him on my Instagram story views, okay? Because I like to see who's watching me. Well, I kept seeing him, and I got curious a couple weeks ago, and I stalked him enough that I was able to see his Facebook feed. And he's kind of like dating somebody right now, but he's still watching my stories. So here's my question. Should I call him out on this and be like, yo, I know you're still watching my stories. What's the deal? Or should I just let him be a little creeper?
Send him this episode.
Oh my gosh. What if he does watch the... Oh my gosh, that'd be so weird. Mitchell, I know you're watching me if you are listening to this podcast.
Mitchell!
I know it. I know it. You're not that sneaky.
Oh my god. That is so funny.
I know. I kind of...
I don't think you should. I don't think you should. It's not worth it.
I think you're right.
What good is going to come out of that?
I would just feel like I got him. Like, ha-ha, you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what do you want to happen? Just go through all the scenarios. Like, what would you want to happen?
I mean, secretly, I want him to be like, yeah, I still want you. And me be like, no. And then him be like, okay. But that's really petty. I don't actually want that, but that's like...
Yeah, I know
what you mean. That's my first justification of it. Not, doesn't end right. I just want to do it. When I see that he's viewing my stories, I want to be like, yo, what you doing?
Yeah, that is weird. I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I won't do it, thank you, but I just might have to tell you. I don't think you should.
I mean, if it progresses more, like, if there's something else that he does, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I should just block him so he can't watch my stories. Okay.
Maybe. If you want. Do you have time for that?
Maybe on my story I should just be like, anyway, so the other day, hi, Mitchell. So the other day I did this.
That is so funny. Oh, my God. I love that.
I don't know. I'll think on this, but I won't message him directly. You've convinced me, Claudia. You're very persuasive.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So... for me, we're going to go through three dating app boys.
Yes.
And if I'm going to swipe right or left.
Okay. Hit me.
This guy is named Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hello, Claudia. Just thought you were gorgeous. So I'd like to get to know you better. Like, if you rule the world, what would you change? Winky face.
Okay, question. Did he write like?
Yeah, he goes, like, if you rule the world, comma, what would you change? Winky face. Okay. I want someone who can be themselves and have fun doing anything. ... Caught in the act, and he's running through mud with a number on his chest.
Is it still Steven?
It's like, yes.
Okay.
It's still Steven. Okay. No, he has the, because it's like, you know, the bib.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's 34.
Okay.
He's 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He does not have children. He's open to children. He does not drink. He does not smoke. He does not do weed. He does not do drugs. He's in construction. He is agnostic. He is moderate, so that's fine.
Okay.
And then he has a picture as seen on my mom's fridge. And then it says, let's debate this topic, DC or Marvel, ... or I don't really care. And then he has like a picture. It says me in the wild. And then he says, two truths and a lie. I've performed at Disney. I've been to a nude beach. I got first in a hot dog eating contest, ... Don't judge me. And he's in a unicorn Christmas sweater.
Okay.
And then there's a special talent of mine, and he is fighting like Rocky.
Like boxing.
I'm leaning towards no. Just the fact that he's agnostic is like a big no for me.
Yeah, that's hard to compete with his belief in the unknown. For me, it would be yeah, for me I would probably do a no as well.
Yeah. All right, no. All right. How are we on time? We're out of time, aren't we?
We are.
Okay, so we'll just do one. That's fine.
Just Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands.
Cause I can't do this all night long.
I'm letting go. Okay.
That's such a fun song to do for karaoke.
It is. Carrie, we love you. Okay, Claudia. Right. So let's share a little bit of our faith and our anchor in this world. I believe you're starting this one, yeah? Miss Fain, go ahead.
So I have the Bible app, and I make like verse images a lot, and so I'm looking at the past ones that I've made. And I made a lot during the quarantine because I was so depressed. I'm looking through all of these. Anyway, so I just wanted to share one of these verses. All right, so I'm going to share 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And I think that is so true. I think that a lot of times when I am just frustrated with my life and not really, like, talking to God at all, I, like, all these blessings that are surrounding me, I, like, don't even notice them. Yeah. But I definitely think that when we are more focused in on, like, talking to God, because, like, he's our friend too, right? You know, like, he's... he wants to talk to us. He misses us and everything. Then, like, we're able to see all of these blessings that we do have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I like that a lot. It's, you know, it really, just the whole idea of picking your attitude, that is so powerful. I love that. Especially, like you were saying, feeling this way during quarantine. Like, that was an awful experience for a lot of people, but nobody had full control over it. So being able to choose how you react to something, my gosh, like,
mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and I love, like, oh my gosh, like, masks are going away and it makes me, like, so happy. Even though, like, in Florida it was more, but I'm just saying, like, in, like, masks, like, the signs are getting taken down off of restaurants. Like, 'cause before the signs were up. And so I, like, for me, here's my thing. Like, I feel comfortable. I've always felt comfortable doing this whole thing, not wearing one. Yeah. Right. But my thing is, if I'm going into a private business, I don't want to be that person. Like, it's, I want to, like, if I'm making the choice to go into this business and they say masks are required, that I'm going to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be that person that's like,
I get you.
So,
No, I feel you on that. It is God's gift in my life right now that people are starting to take off masks and walk around and you see people, like the people.
Yes. No, I went to like a restaurant that I go to. I always sit out on the patio with friends. And the waiters and waitresses came out with no masks on. I almost started crying because I was like, I haven't seen your face in like a year. Like,
that's so great. Oh, I know. There really is something spiritual for me as I've walked around and seen people without masks on, because I'm just like, we are God's children and I'm finally seeing you, you know?
Yes.
Oh, it just makes me so happy. I love that. Thanks for sharing that. I love it. I'm, like, really moved by that. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we're Marianne's for a reason, okay?
I know.
Okay, so I have this quote that I want to share today. It's a quote by Gordon B. Hinckley, who is a spiritual leader. And I have just had this quote in my head so many times over the last week as I've had conversations with loved ones that are kind of like experiencing struggle or having hardship in their life. And you know, when somebody like comes to you telling you about tough things and you just want to be like, it's fine, it's okay. But then you're like, things might not work out okay. Like, things might get really difficult for you, or you don't know how things will really end up, you know? And this quote just keeps coming back, and I've said it to like 3 different people. And every time I'm just like, you guys, like, God wants you to know this. Like, I just feel it so strongly. So I'm going to tell the quote to you. The quote is, it will all be all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not the end. And to me, that just means we need to keep an eternal perspective on God's plan for our lives. Like, yes, this life, so many things are going to happen, and it's important to make sure that we are choosing the best thing that we can and following God. But God wants us with Him for eternity. So, like, our life will be all right in the end. All the wrongs will be righted. Everything will be taken care of, and we will experience peace, you know? So as you're going through trials, if it just keeps getting worse and keeps getting worse, like, it's not the end, and things will be okay, you know? So it will be okay in the end, even if it gets tough.
Yes. It'll be okay, Marianne. Please try.
Marianne, please try. Oh, that's please such try. A sweet part.
I know. The only thing is her nose whistling, but...
Oh.
We're talking about the 1995
We will all nose whistle in the end. The nose whistling. You're right about that.
I know. But it still is so good. It is. I love it. Ugh, okay. All right, you guys. Go watch the 2008. Tell us how you like it.
Yes.
You'll enjoy it.
Read Sense and Sensibility. It's the best. It's so good.
Yes, it's so good.
But don't have any daydreams about Colonel Brandon because he's mine. Okay, you guys. Oh, thanks for listening. Okay. This was super fun. We are so excited for this next month to do these segments for you and have funny things the whole time. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so that you will get the automatic episodes downloaded to your device. Like us, leave a review, and if you want, you could get on Anchor and send us a little voice memo recording thing, and we would love it.
Yay! We love it. Mm-hmm. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Okay, guys. Okay. We'll see you next week.
Bye.